So look at the first minute of life time. That's a meditation. So that's a very powerful meditation. Like this. Then next one's the Lord consciousness, like the Rabbit means the mystic vision, see, mystic vision. distorted, you know, vision, like seeing hair dripping the food, but there's no hair dripping, but you have, you know, hallucination like that. So, example given, terms like that. So, it distorts vision. So, look at the consciousness like that. That's example. Method looking at the causal phenomena, which appears something not merely blind, something existing from sight. So, you look at them. That's not true. It's not true. Like this example, a distorted vision. See. Then. The causal phenomena, nature of it, they exist depending on cause conditions. So the growth dependent on arising, which the law schools, believe. So the marame, basalem is made of many cause conditions, they exist. So all causal phenomena, also life, you know, they put in mind all the possessions, you know, some people, so forth, from some similar testing about these. You see, exist by dependent cause conditions. The gross dependent arising. Gross dependent arising. Maybe you can think also subtle dependent arising. So that means that is the shit. Maybe finish this. Then after that, then look at the causal phenomena like illusion. The same. Illusion means you see truly the phenomena appearing to us not merely by our mind, exist from their side. So looking at them as a false, so like illusion. then next one is. Look at them like water bubble, like water dew on the which is on the plant can be dropped any time. So look at the causal phenomena, like water drop, like water dew, see, like water dew that can be stopped any time. So now here, looking at the nature of impermanence. Then next one, then look at them like wow. Like water bubble. Look at the causal phenomena like water bubble. So again here, a water bubble can be popped any time, you know, so this causal phenomena, all this can be seized any time. So natural impermanence, mental impermanence. Then, as it is natural impermanence, you see, then maintain on that. then life dream. Look at the causal phenomena life dream. So again, all these causal phenomena, which appears not merely in the mind, you know, something really exists from something, looking at them like dream. So it's not true. So the antidote to the ignorance. then, like lightning. So lightning, it's very short time. Lightning, it happened, it's gone. So, the causal phenomena is nature impermanence, you know, and nature impermanence. it doesn't exist always like this. Same thing with flowers, doesn't exist always like that. So they decay, they change, even, you know, yeah. So even though we think it will always like that, but they're not like that, you see, in reality. So, so all those past things, whatever friend, people, possession, whatever life we had in the past, you see, from the birth, whatever we had, it happened, it's gone. So now when we die, the family, possession, house, even this human body, we had, but it's gone now. So, like lightning. So, to meditative impermanence, that causes the phenomenon. So, then next one, last one, like clouds. like clouds. The clouds, while you're looking at clouds, they're changing. They're constantly changing, you see. No, while you're looking at it, then also clouds means next minute when you look at it, it's not there. So, so the cultural phenomena, look at the natural impermanence. You see, so they're changing, decaying, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. what is existing now? This beautiful flower. Oh, you see, so what is existing now in this second doesn't exist in the next second. You see, it stopped. By the next second, it stopped. What is existing now in this second doesn't exist in the next second. What exists today doesn't exist tomorrow. So, what is existing today doesn't exist tomorrow. So, what is existing in the second causes the phenomena, you see. Including this flower, but it doesn't exist next second. So even within second, it's changing, decaying. It's changing, decaying. You know? Do not last. So that's the subtlest impermanence. So the whole point here, the whole psychology point is here. So all this. One is the impermanence, one is this false view that we have, the phenomena opposite to the reality. See, if we hold on them true, then that becomes, then we never get liberated from oceans of samsara suffering, cause, cause of samsara delusion, see, karma. So we never get liberated from the ignorance. So the way to liberate us from the oceans of samsara suffering and cause delusion karma, cut the root ignorance, is by meditating in our daily life, looking at all these things false, as they are false. Looking at the empty, as they are empty. Doing the meditation, practice of mindfulness, living the life with this mindfulness. So not only during sitting meditation, but even our busy life, talking, driving, doing job. So part of our mind, we're doing work, talking, all this, but part of mind, you see, practicing mindfulness. You see, being aware how you see yourself, how you see people, how you see, you know, house, material objects, car, a road, sky, tree, everything. You see, false. They all, I see, I said false. Hallucination is the hallucination. Empty is the empty, you see. So part of your mind, you see, according to this limitation, no matter how busy you are, that is how we say, that is how practice Lamrim, heart of Buddha Dharma, heart of Buddhism, 84,000 teachings of Lamrim, and then heart of Lamrim is three principal path to enlightenment, three principal aspects, and then the right view, emptiness. So this way, then whatever you're doing, eating with this meditation, is antidote to samsara. If you're driving a car with this mindfulness, everything is false, everything is hallucination. Acid is hallucination. If it's empty acid, then with this understanding, then you are even driving car, become lamrim practice, lamrim, three principles aspects of heart, most, the one most important practice, the emptiness, and then antidote to samsara. It doesn't become cause of samsara. You are eating, you are driving car, you are shopping with this meditation, with this meditation shopping, with this meditation shopping. You see, going to a supermarket, you know, or supermarket or department store, whatever, going for shopping. With this meditation, it does not become, as I said, it becomes an antidote to samsara, an antidote to delusion, antidote to ignorance. So it doesn't become a cause for delusion. You see, it becomes only a cause, even you're shopping with this meditation, driving car, eating food, or you see, sweeping or cooking, studying, you see, even dancing, in a way. So, you see, but if you do this meditation, then all this become, integrated with the lamrim, right view, and all this become, instead of become cause samsara, it don't cause teacher liberation. So, whatever activity you do, so like that, having meeting, you know, or see, but if your mind is at the same time part of mind doing meditation, so not only when you visualize deity to practice tantra, you see, become antidote to samsara, not only that, but even other, even ordinary, even the common activities, with this meditation. Then you see, become as a antidote to samsara, antidote to all the delusions, especially ignorance. So become all those that become means to liberate yourself, to liberate from those, you see, suffering cause. So so that. So quite a few from these teachings are impermanence. So you see, if we think, I'll have these positions for, this will last long time. I'll have them long time, and we'll have this family for a long time. For a long time. You see, you may not think. Probably, anybody cannot believe, or they will live forever. I don't think anybody. It's the person's kind of not reasonable person, but that way. nobody will think that, oh, my family will live forever. So I think here become very good psychology that perhaps dharma here, remembering impermanence, how everything's impermanent. You see. Then you, if you train your mind in this psychology, this meditation, Buddhist teaching, you see, or reality or phenomena. If you train your mind every day, you know, then when something happens in the family, if something change happens, somebody passes away, you see. So you expect it, you know. It's not your brain made it die, you see. But it's, you have no choice, you know. Even you wish them to live long time, but the natural impermanence. You know, change happens, and change happens in the relationship. Change happens, you know. After birth, there's death. So after birth, there's death. Until we remove the cause of suffering, the delusion, karma, the cause of delusion, the negative imprint is removed. So I have to die upon. If you're born, then death happens. So anyway, so therefore. This is very good psychology, you see. Even if one doesn't think it's a meditation, but it's a very good psychology, train mind. So when something happens, in the life, change, something happens, either you are dying or families, something happens, then you already, your mind is trained, so there's nothing to really that makes you so depressed and crazy, you know, that depression and, you know, for so many years, unhappiness, you know, that you live with this unhappiness, this sickness, unhappiness, you see. You know, cry and live this suffering life for many years. So, or then, because then that, they see, some say, one person, another person, committing other the person, the other person whom you depend on, you know, or then the person dies, then somehow then I say, unbelievable sad that looks like you lost everything in your life, like your heart's gone, you lost everything, like your life has no meaning, you know, like you become like a balloon, so they balloon the, or they not balloon, so you become like an empty can, you know, so kind of empty can, so you know, life has no meaning. Then that affects the person become the cause of death. You know, the person see who still survived. Then could be long, but it affect the mind and you know to become sickness. You see, affect the body and then soon dies. Soon the person dies. You see, so anyway, you see. So much grief, you know, unbelievable grief. That's a natural phenomena that happens. We see, when until you actually pass, until you practice to meditate, study complete teaching of the path to liberation, even without talking enlightenment, you study whole teaching, like here. Because I've been teaching for so many years, so that those who have been studying for many years on the path. So you study the whole path and meditate, really actualize, and overcome, and then actualize path. Then you remove the seed, remove the delusion. You say, by actualizing the writing path, the path of meditation, the wisdom, darkly present enemies, cease the cause of delusion, so the imprint, and then you see. As then you see, it make impossible to say to be born. They're dead. So until that time, in the natural life, after birth, you die. So anyway, so these meditations become a great psychology. If you not think as meditation, but to train the mind, so that you don't have suffered incredible grief for so many years. Which doesn't make sense. There's no benefit for that person who died. How much grief you have, it doesn't benefit for that person. It doesn't benefit to you, it doesn't benefit for the person. So it's like that. So no benefit to both persons, you see. It's only suffering. So even this aspect as nothing as dharma, but just a, you know, nothing as dharma practice, just a ahead of time to stop to prevent your problems. So the concept of impermanence, when looking at this impermanence caused phenomena, so the eliminate the concept of permanence. See, by reminding the nature of the phenomena impermanence, then you see. Attachment. So it's an antidote to this attachment, desire, you know, grasping to it. So then it brings, it makes the mind content, and it brings satisfaction in the heart. You see, by thinking the nature of impermanence, it brings satisfaction, contentment, there's peace in your heart. So it stops. The desire that drives your life crazy, after you finish one set of problems, then begin another set of problems, then after you finish another package of problems, you know, the so many package of problems. You know. So then the relationship is the one package of problems finished, then I pick another one, that finished, then another pick another one. So so the whole package of problems anyway. So so this desire, see, now, so therefore, whereas you can have so much peace in the life, life is for happiness, not for suffering. So whereas the life is meant to be for happiness, so peace, and to benefit, to help, to benefit others, you know, bring happiness to others, see. So, see, to the world, to all sentient beings, to others, whoever, you know, the family, anybody around you, around us, obviously, to... and to benefit, to bring happiness. So, but then without this meditation, without this psychology, without this meditation, thinking the nature of, thinking reality of life, then you see desire, there's no antidote, there's no medicine, there's no mental medicine. So then there's a meditation. So then you see the tsunami, attachment tsunami comes. You know, the earthquake anger comes. Earthquake, anger, tsunami, the attachment comes there. This is a no time for meditation, no time for Dharma practice, no time for meditation, no time to study. So that just takes the life. So the whole, then life becomes slave for the attachment. That's the beginning of the life story. You know, the life story becomes, you know, everything becomes slave of the attachment for, you see, for years and years. So so then, suddenly, one day, a heart attack or a car accident or something, then suddenly one day death happened, and that's it, gone, finished. So that time, even you know that you're going, now you have to die, but time's finished. There's no time to to mend the path, you see. So I say so it becomes very, very sad. Very sad, because this precious human body that we have. Precious human body that we have is just about once. just about this time, just for once. Just this time, just about this time. So the sentient beings, say, who get reborn in the hell realm, is like the number of the dust of this earth. Sentient beings who get reborn in the hunger ghost is like the sand grains of the ocean. Sentient beings who get reborn in the animal is like the grass growing on the mountain, on the ground, everywhere. And so that means in the end, they say there's so many who are just about to karma, just about to rebound in the Lord. So now the sentient beings who get reborn in the Deva human realm is only few. Only few. So so therefore this is about just this time, you see. So we have to. So therefore, we have to by learning Buddha Dharma, especially Lamrim, we put all the effort as much as possible to not waste, and to do the best, to not waste this precious human life, and to the best, best, most beneficial for sentient beings. Best, what best, and most beneficial for sentient beings. So to live with, to live with a good devotion, the Haiba. What? So everyone is a Haiba with bodhicitta. Everyone is a even one doesn't have guru. Then you say with good heart. With good, everyone is a practicing lamrim, you know, because guru devotion, bodhicitta. These two things so essential. Even one doesn't have guru. Yet, see, they are what's important to the good heart. To the benefit of the sinner, to do everything, to live the life as much as possible with this thought. So I think, just stop here, sorry. So this, I did shopping here and there. Went all over. Like that. So... There's one question. Maybe we start there. Okay. There's one question. Or half question. Yeah, go on.
Could you define serving the guru? Explain service to the guru?
Oh.